Back at the Ray Sport and Marine Mobile Broadcast booth inside the Romano Gymnasium in Duluth. Bemidji State trails 14-10. Their last field goal for the Beavers was at 2:05 to go in the quarter. Put them ahead 8-7, and Duluth outscored them 7-2 the rest of the way to take the lead after one quarter, 14-10. Bulldogs will start the second quarter with the basketball. Checking in is Tatum Rhodes, a 5'9 freshman for the Bulldogs. She passes to Call, who is back in the game, to Grow at the right elbow. Back to Call, left wing. Long cross-court pass to Simonette in the corner. Her pass misses everybody, but Olson's able to chase it down for Duluth. Left side to Call, 10 to shoot. Back to Olson in the left corner. Olson looking inside, nowhere to go. She dribbles in, passes underneath to Rhodes, who puts it up no good, but a whistle and a foul on Bemidji State. Rachel Hadela on the foul. And that will send Rhodes to the line for two free throws. Beaver basketball brought to you by Higgins Heating. Regardless of the season or the temperature outside, Higgins Heating can make your home or business feel perfectly comfortable. And Taco John's, bigger, bolder, better, Olay the day. First free throw is good. Second free throw is also good for Rhodes, her first two. The lead now is 16-10. It's a 9-2 run for Duluth to build this lead. Top of the key, Wolhau. Right side, Rezavec. Top of the key, Meyer. Meyer on the dribble down the right side of the lane, all the way to the basket. Shot is blocked and saved inbounds by Rhodes for Duluth. Long pass ahead is knocked away and out of bounds by Rezavec. Looking for Peyton Call, who is headed for the basket. Duluth will have possession, 25 on the shot clock, 9:10 to go on the game clock in the second quarter. Rhodes with the dribble, top of the key. Rhodes still on the dribble, now down in the right corner to Peyton Call. Call, top of the key for a three from Olson. Back of the rim, no good. Hadler rebound, Bemidji State. She hands off to Sydney Czar, who walks it through the center circle. Right side to Hadela. Hadela hands off to Wolhau in the free throw circle. Back to Hadela. Hadela drives down the lane, has the ball knocked away, but Rezavec grabs it. Now to Meyer, top of the key. Trinity Meyer down the right side of the lane. Passes to, I think she was shooting for Hadela, but Hadela wasn't ready for it. Goes by her and out of bounds and over to Duluth. Brooklyn Bachman checks back in for the Beavers, replacing Rezavec. So it's Bachman, Wolhau, Czar, Meyer, and Hadela for the Beavers. Rhodes on the dribble through the center circle for the Bulldogs on the left wing. Dumps down on the left block to Groh. Groh turns around, puts it up, no good. Rebound tip back out to Olson. Olson into the lane, has it knocked away, but it's grabbed by Call, who passes to Rhodes. 9 to shoot. Rhodes looks down on the left block for Groh. She heads toward the basket, puts it up, back of the rim, no good. Gets her own rebound, puts it back up, no good. Rebound, Trinity Meyer, Bemidji State. Meyer ahead to Bachman on the left wing. And Bachman is called again for a travel as she starts to make a move to the basket. And Taylor Bray off the bench for the Beavers, back in replacing Hadela. So the Beavers with their original starting five now on the floor. As Duluth leads 16-10, it's been a while, as I mentioned, since the Beavers scored a basket, almost 5 minutes. Rhodes heads to the basket. Bachman hits the floor. We've got a whistle and a foul. And head coach Chelsea DeVille is not pleased. Sydney Czar gets called for the foul. On Sid, that's her first, team second. And the Bulldogs will inbound to the left of their own basket. Rhodes to trigger it in, gets it into Call. Call back to Rhodes in the corner. Rhodes, top of the key, Groh, right side to Simonette. Simonette hands off to Call at the top of the key. 10 to shoot. Rhodes with the basketball. Into the free throw lane, all the way to the basket. Lays it up and in. Tatum Rhodes with 4. And the run is now 11-2 for Duluth. And the Bulldogs lead 18-10. 7:20 to go, second quarter. Czar on the left wing with a basketball from Bemidji State. Passes to Wolhau, right side. Top of the key, Bachman. Bachman looks underneath for Meyer. Meyer, one on three, passes it back out to Bray off of her hands and out of bounds. eighth turnover of the game on Bemidji State. And you heard Coach DeVille say she wanted less than 12 in the whole game, and they've got eight already to the Beavers. So not likely that's going to happen. Duluth with the basketball, leading 18-10, 7 minutes remaining, second quarter. Long cross-court pass in the corner. Back out to Rhodes. Rhodes will drive it to the basket. Passes to Olson, who lays it up and in. Brooke Olson with a basket, and that will get a timeout out of head coach Chelsea DeVille. And it is a 30-second timeout that turns into a full, so we will take it with them. Your DS Beverages Bud Light score, Duluth 20, Bemidji State 10 on the Beaver Radio Network.
Paul Bunyan Communications introduces the latest in Wi-Fi technology. GigaZone Blast Wi-Fi, featuring Wi-Fi 6. The internet speed and coverage GigaZone Blast Wi-Fi provides is the world's most powerful, and it's only available from Paul Bunyan Communications. Bringing you the latest in technology first, again. It's GigaZone Blast Wi-Fi with Wi-Fi 6 technology from Paul Bunyan Communications, and it's right here. Service availability depends upon location. Some restrictions may apply.
Hey sports fans, Horizon Liquor invites you to stop in and check out their warehouse selection of beers, wines, and spirits they have to offer. The next time you're hosting a gathering with friends and family to watch a game or tailgate before one, Horizon Liquor is here for you to stock up and save. Horizon Liquor is located just 10 minutes west of Bemidji on Highway 2 in Solway. Horizon Liquor proudly supports all BSU athletes and wishes them a successful season. Go Beavers! Beavers have not scored a basket in 5 minutes and 9 seconds of the game. It's a 13-2 run that Duluth is on now, and they lead 20-10 with 6:51 to go in the second quarter. Beavers will have the basketball. And Sydney Czar will dribble it ahead for Bemidji State through the center circle. Pass on the left side to Brooklyn Bachman. Bachman, top of the key on the dribble. Passes back to Trin Meyer. Meyer near the center circle. Meyer on the dribble toward the left wing. Meyer still with the basketball. 10 to shoot. Meyer now to the right side. Nowhere to pass it to. Now she dumps it inside to Bray, who heads to the basket, lays it up and in. Taylor Bray breaks the bucketless string at nearly 6 minutes, and it's 20-12 in favor of Duluth. 6:15 to go, second quarter. Pass underneath. Sydney Czar grabs it, and then she is grabbed from behind by Brooke Olson, but they will call a held ball, and the alternate possession gives it to Bemidji State. Beavers down 20-12, 6:10 to go, second quarter. Sydney Czar with the basketball on the dribble, top of the key, right side to Bachman. Bachman underneath to Bray. Bray heads to the basket, puts it up off the bottom of the rim, no good. Stark with a rebound for Duluth. Stark will dribble through the center circle and pass to Rhodes on the right wing. Rhodes down the right side of the lane all the way to the basket. Shot is blocked and out of bounds by Trinity Meyer. Back in the game is Thiessen, Mason Thiessen for Duluth, and for Bemidji, Rezebek and Hadela. Pass inbounds to Call. Call hands off to Stark. Stark drives down the right side of the lane. Wild shot that finds the basket. Oh, my. Katie Stark now with 5 points. Duluth leads 22-12. 5:30, second quarter. Right side, Bachman. Bachman cross-court pass to Wolhau. Now in the left corner to Czar. Sydney Czar with a basketball on the dribble. Heads toward the basket all the way. Puts it up. No good. Rebound. Pulled down by Olson for Duluth. She passes to Thiessen. Thiessen passes left side, and the ball's knocked away and on the floor. And another held ball with Brooklyn Bachman and Brooke Olson. Alternate possession keeps it with Duluth. 22 on the shot clock, 5:12 on the second quarter game clock. Beavers down 10, 22-12. Thiessen with the basketball. Ball's knocked away by Bachman, and then Bachman is hooked around the ankle. That'd have been a good takedown in wrestling, but not in basketball. Katie Stark with the personal. That's her second, the team's first. And she will sit down, and Groh will check back in for Duluth. Sydney Czar with a basketball for the Beavers. Bachman top of the key. Bachman passes inside to Hadela. Hadela all the way to the basket. Her shot no good. Can't get her own rebound. Call pulls it down for Duluth. She passes to Thiessen. Thiessen over on the left side to Call. Call down the left side of the lane to the basket. Lays it up and in. Peyton Call. She's got 3 points. Beavers are down 24-12. Hadela inside. Groh blocks the shot. Knocked out of bounds. Last touch by Groh. It'll stay with the Beavers. 18 on the shot clock. 4:25 to go in the quarter. Simonette back in for the Bulldogs, and she replaces Peyton Call. Top of the key, Rezebek, right side Czar. She shoots a three-pointer. In and out, no good. Rebound to Groh for Duluth. Pass ahead to Simonette in the right corner. Now to Schneider on the left wing. To Groh over on the left side to Thiessen. Thiessen passes in the right corner to Simonette for a three. Side of the rim, no good. Hadela rebound, Bemidji State. She passes to Sydney Czar. Rezebek top of the key for Bemidji State. To Brooklyn Bachman. Bachman into the lane. Shot from six, and she banks it home. Brooklyn Bachman with 4 points, and it's 24-14 in favor of Duluth. 3:38 to go. Second quarter. Schneider back to the top of the key to Groh. Now to Olsen. Olsen on the left side to Simonette. Simonette in the corner to Schneider. Schneider to Groh. Jump shot from 8 feet is good. Sarah Groh now with eight. And it's 26-12 in favor of Duluth. 3:18, second quarter. Rezebek top of the key, left side Bachman. Bachman will take it to the basket. She's cut off. Double team. Fights her way through. Throws up a shot. No good. Ball is tipped out. And out of bounds. Last touch by Sydney Czar for Bemidji State, so it will go over to Duluth. Sydney Czar will check out, and we will see Bemidji State's lone senior, Erica Gartner, from Altamont, Kansas, for the first time. And Bray checks back in for Hadela for Bemidji State. Pass underneath for Olsen. Olsen's double team. Gets it back out to Groh from 16. Shot no good, front of the rim. Ball tipped around. Gartner able to save it for Bemidji State. She outlets to Brooklyn Bachman. Bachman across the timeline, left side. Hands off to Claire Wolhow. Wolhow to Gartner, top of the key. Pass inside for Bray. Bray all the way to the basket. Shot no good. Gets her own rebound. Puts it back up. A whistle and a foul on the Bulldogs. Leon Sarah Groh, her first, team's third. Trin Meyer checks in from Bemidji State, replacing Rezebek. And Call is back in for Schneider for Duluth. Beaver basketball brought to you by Lukens Village Foods, your hometown employee-owned store, now with online ordering. First free throw from Bray is no good. And by the Green Mill, pizza, pasta, beer, and wings, the Green Mill. Taylor Bray, another free throw, line to the left. Shot is up and good. Taylor now with 5 points, 26-15 in favor of Duluth. Bulldogs with a basketball. Call on the right wing, top of the key, Simonette. Left side to Olsen. Olsen back to Simonette, top of the key. Dumped down on the right baseline to Call. Call out to Olsen. Olsen into the lane. Shot no good, in and out from 10. Trinity Meyer gets the rebound for the Beavers. Meyer on the dribble, down the center of the court. Heads to the basket, kicks it out for Bachman. Now to Wolhow on the left wing. Claire Wolhow dribbles toward the basket, shot no good. And Taylor Bray, unable to grab the rebound, goes out of bounds off of her and over to Duluth. Beavers had a nice start, 3 of 5. They're now 6 of 22, shooting at 27%. Just can't find the basket at the moment. 1:50 to go, second quarter. Duluth with the basketball, leading 26-15. Simonette, top of the key, three-pointer. Back of the rim, high in the air, front of the rim, no good. Bachman pulls the rebound for the Beavers. Right side to Wolhow. Wolhow to Meyer. Meyer, about 15 from the basket, dribbles into the lane, all the way to the basket, puts it up, no good. Rebound, on the floor, and a scramble for the basketball, and a foul will be called on Bemidji State, I believe. And it will. Trinity Meyer on Trin, her first, team's third. Duluth with the basketball, leading 26-15, 1:29, second quarter. Mason Thiessen on the dribble. Passes to Simonette on the right wing. Simonette on the dribble, top of the key, still with the basketball. Passes underneath to Olsen. Back out for a three from Thiessen. Air ball pulled down by Bachman for Bemidji State. Brooklyn with the basketball. Passes to Gartner, left wing. Pass inside intended for Bray. And Bray's unable to get the basketball, but a foul on Duluth. It'll be Brooke Olson's foul. Olson's first, team's fourth. Beavers to inbound. Taylor Bray. Top of the key, Bachman. Under a minute to go here in the quarter. Bachman. Right side to Gartner. Gartner, 10 to shoot. Meyer, top of the key. Meyer on the dribble, 5 to shoot. Meyer all the way to the basket, has her shot blocked. And 1 second on the shot clock. Officials will say that it was out of bounds off of Duluth. Inbounds to Bray. Her shot is up and no good. And that will go down as a shot clock violation as it did not hit the rim. 39.7 seconds to go in the quarter. Beavers down 26-15, and they have all of 5 points here in the quarter. Rhodes checks back in for Duluth. And any Cheetah for the first time, or I'm sorry, no 21, is Peyton Call back in the game for Duluth. Thiessen with a basketball near the center circle. About 10 seconds difference between the game clock and the shot clock. Shot clock at 12. Thiessen still with a basketball. 10 to shoot. Passes to Groh. Groh looks underneath for Rhodes. Reverse layup is good. Tatum Rhodes put the Bulldogs up 28-15. 5 seconds in the quarter. Trin Meyer with a basketball. Meyer into the lane. Passes underneath to Bray. She loses control of it. Ball's knocked away. Bulldogs grab it, and that will end a very poor second quarter for Bemidji State. We have played two quarters. Your halftime DS Beverages Bud Light score is Duluth 28 and Bemidji State 15. Pepsi halftime show coming up here on the Beaver Radio Network.
At City Auto Glass, we say your safety, our business, and we take that very seriously. Windshields in today's vehicles are more complicated than ever, with features that are designed to keep you safe. Those same features require an Auto Glass technician to have more knowledge, training, and experience than ever, which is why you should choose City Auto Glass for windshield replacement and repair. We do more windshield recalibrations than anyone in the Midwest. At cityautoglass.com and with free mobile service to you, City Auto Glass.
Hey sports fans, Horizon Liquor invites you to stop in and check out their warehouse selection of beers, wines, and spirits they have to offer. The next time you're hosting a gathering with friends and family to watch a game or tailgate before one, Horizon Liquor is here for you to stock up and save. Horizon Liquor is located just 10 minutes west of Bemidji on Highway 2 in Solway. Horizon Liquor proudly supports all BSU athletes and wishes them a successful season. Go Beavers!
When it comes to security, folks around here say,
"Ah, nobody's around."
But thieves say,
"Ah, nobody's around."
A check in the mail is exposed and accessible all day long. Digital payments are secure, fast, and easy. Try ePay from Ottertail Power Company. It's free and available online from wherever you are, even if it's in the middle of nowhere. Visit otpco.com/ePay.
Pepsi halftime show. Duluth leads 28-15. With 2:05 remaining in the first quarter, Bemidji State led 8-7. They've been outscored 21-7 since, including 14-5 in the second quarter. Only 5 points for the Beavers in the second quarter. And Beaver have gone cold from the field now, only 6 of 24 shooting as a team for Bemidji State. It is halftime, your DS Beverages Bud Light score, Duluth 28, Bemidji State 15. Brian Schultz is coming up next. He will have BSU today here on the Beaver Radio Network. Again, it's the Pepsi Halftime Show from the Rays Sport and Marine Mobile Broadcast booth inside the Romano Gymnasium.